nothing stands to light. Who she is, I do not know. All she wants is gold, the silver. All she wants is ice cream. So jump out my big gate. You have to come out.
Children, on and off the streets.
That's Tony Schwartz, a pioneer in radio and later political advertising. In the 1950s, he fell in love with the world of children and went about New York's District 19 gathering sound. It's an area which used to be known as Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, you. That's a lie.
Margie.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Not me.
I would go out with this portable recorder in my neighborhood, and I'd go to the parks where the children played. They'd ride down the hill on roller skate boxes, and they had rhymes that they'd shout to those rides as they'd go. They had rhymes about all sorts of things in life.
What appeals to you about the street games? Is it the rhythm, essentially?
It was the joy they got from living and being children.
Did you, though, notice, I mean, certain, like, games that were about insults? I mean, there were some that were kinder than others.
There were times when there were games that the children didn't want to play because they weren't kind to each other and so forth.
Quackadillo, so quack, quack, quack. Senorita, your mother smells like pizza. Falora, falora, I'll kick you out the door. Say one, two, three.
As anyone
four,
who's heard
five,
street
six,
rhymes
seven,
knows,
eight,
they're often far from cute. They can be a way of lashing out against an adult or class favorite, or a chance to practice being rebellious or just to have a go at being plain mean. All adult emotions, and it's easier to try them out in the guise of a rhyme and the secure structure of a game with rules.
When Sharon was a baby Sharon was, she went wah, 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 wah. When Helen was a schoolgirl Helen was, she went
meese, meese, I can't do these.
When Sally was a teenager Sally was, she went
ooh, ah, I lost my bra, I left my knickers in my boyfriend's car.
These are sounds from Australia and a radio play I wrote which used playground rhymes. Many jump rope songs tell a chronological tale of growing up. The longer the tale, the longer the game continues until everyone's exhausted and runs out of lines to improvise. There's a fascination with babies, with sex, and sex organs, and toilet matters. The innocence is thinly veiled, but you couldn't really call the songs vulgar because they're not the creations of adult pornographers, but pre-adolescent children.
Hello, operator. Please give me number 9. And if you disconnect it, I will chop off your behind. The refrigerator, there was a piece of glass. Miss Lucy sat upon it and it went right up her ass. Me no more questions, I'll tell you no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom pulling down their flies. Are in the meadow, the bees are in the park.
These rhymes are inherited over time, but with each generation and in each place, there are changes, often with new lyrics for old songs. This is When Sharon Was a Baby in Brooklyn Today as a clapping rhyme.
Miss Lucy and her boyfriend are kissing in the D-A-R-K, 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 dark, dark, dark. The dark is like a movie, the movie's like a show. A show is like a TV screen.
These adaptations reflect what's happening in the children's lives from their neighborhoods to a wider world of politics. Tony Schwartz remembers a rhyme from 50 years ago. It conjures up the conflict and tension of the McCarthy era and labor unrest, when thuggish policemen manned picket lines, guys the kids were probably already afraid of.
One line comes to mind. I think it may have been during a strike. I won't go to Macy's anymore, more, more. There's a big fat policeman at the door, door, door. There was a strike there, and you had to go past a policeman.
They pull you by the pole and make you pay a dollar, so I won't go to Macy's.
places and more, more, more.
He pulled you by the collar. That's scary. That was a clapping rhyme. There's a bouncing ball chant from Belfast. It's a back and forth dialogue with a child pleading and a priest punishing. It starts, Holy Father, I killed a cat. Here's the punchline.
You've done my child a very great wrong, but Father dear, 'tis a Protestant cat. Good, my girl, you were right to do that.
Oh, now we've got a baby.
Cinderella in the cell. Making love to Rockefeller.
Strawberry shortcake, cream on top. Tell me the name of your sweetheart.
Ireland, Australia, downtown Brooklyn. The steady rhythm of jump rope on tarmac. Basketball bouncing to steady syllables. Half-spoken, half-sung punch poetry. And the tricky thing about these playground rhymes, with all their worldliness and obsessional subject matter, is that when picked up by a large, grown-up rap artist, you come back to, well, what I hear anyway, is a pared-down delicacy and innocence. The purity I originally found in these songs. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.